Heather McDonald, over the last 4 months, Americans have lived through what is arguably the most consequential period of government malfeasance in U.S. history. Not arguably, Heather, that will be established fact. Public officials' overreaction to the novel coronavirus put American cities into a coma. Those same officials' passivity in the face of widespread rioting threatens to deliver the coup de grace. Together, these back-to-back government failures will transform the American polity and cripple urban life for decades. Again, why should we, who have done everything government has asked us to do, have paid our taxes, have obeyed their stupid laws, even went along with the ridiculous lockdown for the first 30 days or so, why should we be made to pay and to continue pay and then forced to watch our children conscripted into this madness to the detriment of their own health? Any one of you that is a parent, I'm going to pull John Ziegler on you. You're all going to pay for it, whether it's in this life or the next. Any one of you that is a parent, you have a decision to make. If your government school is telling you you can't send your little darling next month or in September back to class without sending them with a mask to wear all day in school, if you do that, you're now responsible for whatever happens to that kid's long-term detriment in their upper respiratory and then the psychological damage this is going to do. Pitting children against one another for no reason whatsoever. They can't get it. They can't get it. Miss McDonald, before store windows started shattering in the name of social justice, urban existence was already on life support thanks to the coronavirus lockdowns. Small businesses, the restaurants and shops that are the lifeblood of cities were shuttered, many for good, leaving desolate rows of for rent signs on street after street in New Tenochtitlan City and elsewhere. Americans huddled in their homes for months on end, believing that if they went outside, death awaited them. You're going to die. Statisticians to the stars, William Griggs, who now keeps me on his mailing list, had the headline of the day yesterday. New data! We're all going to die! ... Again! Exclamation point. As Griggs says, look at the all death count. That's all that ought to matter. The all death count. What's the all death count? The all death count is the number I just gave you from yesterday, 15,000 and some odd total mortalities in the United States, 272 COVID hoax. If you look at the all death, total death number from William Griggs and others, they're running that number. What do you see year over year, 2020 compared to 2019? There is no epidemic. There's no pandemic in the United States. Sorry, we've been hoaxed. You know, I keep reading people like, I'm not one of those that calls this the corona hoax or the COVID that calls this a hoax. It is a hoax. There is no data that says anything other than it is a hoax. If the proposition is you get the coronavirus and you die like you're an extra on the set of The Walking Dead television show, it's a hoax. Are people running around here in St. Tammany Parish, Louisiana, masked up in 92-degree heat in parking lots where there's no human being within 100 freaking yards? For any reason other than government and media have convinced them that they will become an extra on the set of The Walking Dead? Why are people doing this? They actually believe They are, the Karens and the Kyles out there actually believe they're going to die if they inhale this bug. Well, there's a lot of things you can inhale that will kill you. The corona hoax ain't one of them. If you're in reasonably good health, under the age of 127, and you know how to get vitamin D, zinc, vitamin C, and A into your body, and maybe an occasional gin and tonic, you're going to be fine. Miss McDonald. Never before had public officials required millions of lawful businesses to shut their doors, throwing tens of millions of people out of work. They did so at the command of one particular group of experts, those in the medical and public health fields. That's why I'm saying, you know, this idiocy of elevating these doctors and these TikTok freaking nurses as some sort of our heroes in hazmat suits. Blank you. You ain't no stinking hero. And guess what? Because you didn't use the medical training that you had, and you didn't apply that medical training and some critical thinking, and always question what government tells you to do. We're not a bunch of sheep. We don't go, bad. They told us to walk off the bridge, better jerk. Well, did you actually think about it before you did it? The medical field is totally corrupt. Now, are there people in it that are not corrupt? Yes, there are. Is the leadership at the top, AMA on down, corrupt? You better believe it, brother, sister, Brista. Those in the medical and public health fields, right, Ms. McDonald, who viewed their mandate as eliminating one particular health risk with every means put at their disposal. If the politicians who followed their advice weighed a greater set of considerations, balancing the potential harm from the virus against the harm from the shutdowns, they showed no signs of it. What have we been telling you since March, since the day after St. Patrick's Day? Tuesday, March 17th, a date which shall live and end for me. Wednesday, March the 18th, the end began. The enemies of Trump, the promoters of the global cabal, the adrenal chrome guzzlers, saw their opportunity, sent the directives out to their buddies. They control all of the major media institutions in the world. Got them all on the same page. Got the talking point out there. Got the actual verbiage out there. Flatten the curve. Flatten the curve. Flatten the curve. Stay home. Stay safe. These are now rites of this new religion of corona worship. Before it was technology that was going to save us. Now, it's medical science. Neither one are going to save you. The precious blood and the body of our Lord Jesus Christ is only the only thing that can save you. If you think that the other two have any chance, join the apostates who are out there saying the same thing. Christian soldiers, you're not allowed to say that. You shouldn't say that. I wouldn't allow it. You shouldn't allow it. Don't let anyone you know take that chance. Miss McDonald continues. Instead, governors and mayors started rolling out one emergency decree after another to terminate economic activity. Now, what have I been telling you since March the 18th? This is a hit job. This is an assassination on who? Middle-class entrepreneurs. Me, I'm one of those guys. My friend BKB in Indiana is one of those guys. David Simpson is one of those guys. Mary Frances Caselli at the Garlic Head Diner up in Polson, Montana that David had on yesterday. Mary Frances is in the target. She's in the crosshairs. All of you that are middle class, even if you're upper middle class, small business guys, entrepreneurs, tradesmen, craftsmen and what have you, people that want to work with your hands, you don't want to be working for the man, etc. That's who they came after, me and you, restaurant owners. They put targets on us, assassination. You've been, What did the chick say at the end of the first Terminated? You're terminated, f***er. They sent Terminators after us in the form of a coronavirus. Ooh, with a little nipple sticking out. Ooh, look how grisly and nasty. I don't want to get that. I don't want to die like that. Miniature plane, I had to do it. This is an orchestrated hit. It has been an orchestrated hit from the beginning. And the fact that these bastards, like Emperor Bell Napoleon III, have no consideration whatsoever. He didn't even consult his own attorney general before he tried to shut every restaurant down in the state of Louisiana by his own fiat. Gruesome Gavin Newsom, same deal. The fact that there's hardly any corona death in Montana, yet the mayor of Montana's one of its biggest cities, Missoula, has issued a mask ordinance. This is diabolical, ladies. This doesn't have anything to do with health. Come on, man. Use your critical thinking skills. We're being manipulated here for a larger goal. Big goals. Beelzebub has pulled the trigger. Heather McDonald, the lockdown mandates employed mind-numbingly arbitrary distinctions. Wine stores and pot dispensaries were deemed essential and thus allowed to stay open. Medical offices were required to close. You know why? Because they thought their plan through. They knew that the corona bug, the seasonal flu, would burn itself out. So we had to have a way to measure the horror and terror into the summer months. Well, gee, how could you do that? Don't let anyone go into a hospital for anything other than, if you don't admit him now, he's going to die. Almost all of these new hospitalizations are services or procedures or examinations or diagnosis appointments that were delayed because of the corona hoax. Mark it, dude. That's why there's such an increase in hospitalizations. It doesn't have anything to do with anyone dropping dead, Thanos snap, from the corona hoax. Ms. O'Connell, I want to do more Heather McDonald, but I think she's made most of her point here. I want you to hear from the mayor of Nevada City in California. She was on with Del Bigtree yesterday. First, John Ziegler was on, and then this woman was on. Raynette Senham, who is the mayor of Nevada City, California. Now, what's interesting about Raynette Senham is she's a lib. This is a flaming libtard. Flaming. I didn't mean to call you Miss. I didn't mean to say libtard. She's a flaming liberal. She's just one of the, you can just tell just look at what she's wearing and all that. Granola bar chomping, you know, the usual. She's a crunchy, as Rod Dreher would call her. That doesn't make her a bad person. But this is not some walking, talking Arnold Schwarzenegger here, okay? And she's had it. She's actually resigned her term as mayor. She doesn't want anything to do with this anymore. And she told Del Bigtree, well, we have two good clips here for you. The first one, and this is from Del Bigtree's, and look, Del Bigtree is a lib. He even says on the program, I am a liberal Democrat, but I can't do what they want me to do anymore. So here, listen to this. Again, Raynette Senham, the current mayor, tomorrow she won't be mayor of Nevada City, California. Listen to this.